From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. More than a third of job listings in South Florida are seeking workers skilled in STEM. That's short for science, technology, engineering, or math. Yesterday at this time, we brought you a news report about a study showing how hard it is to fill those positions in our region. In Miami, for example, the average STEM job listing is up for at least 40 days, compared to 2 days for a non-STEM job. But some of South Florida's universities are already getting a jump on preparing their students for STEM-related fields. WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard has details.
South Florida's growing demand for workers in industries like biotech mean universities here need to graduate more students for these fields. Schools like Florida International University in Miami are stepping up to the plate.
We have been implementing across the courses at FIU is actually what's called evidence-based learning or research-based learning.
That's Laird Kramer. He's a professor of physics and the director of FIU STEM Transformation Institute. He says this type of learning ensures that students will enter these fields prepared when they graduate. Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton is investing in its own STEM project. They're planning an accelerated program in which students can earn their bachelor's and master's degrees within 5 years. Gary Perry's the provost and vice president of academic affairs for Florida Atlantic University. He says the STEM program at FAU plays a big role in South Florida's economic development.
I mean, we are recruiting students, we are training students in this area to try and meet that need and to try and make South Florida especially attractive to industries to come here and set up shop.
Students who enter the STEM field workforce in South Florida make almost $5,000 more than the state average. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.